Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
Oh, this is a very somber hello, Governor.
Hello, oh, yay. Governor.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay.
Well, we've been watching the funeral of the century. Would you all agree? I don't think we've ever seen anything like this.
Yes.
The hour-long funeral marked with lots of pomp and circumstance, of course, just like the Queen liked. Her coffin was carried through after these services through the streets of London to Wellington Arch, then taken by hearse to Windsor Castle, where she is now headed into the chapel tonight.
Were you shocked that Thomas Markle was one of the pallbearers?
He was not there. Stop it. Tonight, she will be laid to rest in a private ceremony in King George Chapel at Windsor Castle. Of course, laid to rest next to her mother, father, sister, and her beloved Prince Philip. Now,
Yes, plenty of room. Come on over.
This I found interesting. Some of the guests that were there. Now, I told you, dignitaries from around the world, they were there, presidents. There was nearly a billion people tuning in, they say, and hundreds of thousands on the streets to say their farewell to the Queen. But this was interesting to me. Bear Grylls.
Really?
Did you know he was an OBE?
I did not
I know
that.
He was in the Royal Army.
In the Scouts. Like, he was in the Scouts.
Yeah,
he was in the Boy Scouts?
He was in the Royal Scouts.
The
I don't
Royals,
know.
Like, is that like the Army Rangers?
It's like the, what is it? The Navy SEALs of the...
Well, that's like Royal. The Army Rangers or the Navy SEALs.
Yeah.
God, you people are idiots. You idiots.
How dare you?
How dare you? Maybe you idiot should have been our first phrase.
All right, so he was an OBE since 2019. He once ate a live ant with Prince George, whom, by the way, is at the funeral with Princess Charlotte, who just broke down in tears, that little girl. It was something to see.
Hmm.
I think she really understands
poor
what's
thing.
Happening.
Yeah, of course.
And one of our favorite actresses there,
uh-oh,
Sandra Oh. Did you know she had an Order of Canada?
An Order of Canada?
Yeah.
With a side of fries?
No. Like an OBE.
I did not know that. I didn't know she was Canadian.
She is Canadian, clearly.
Ah.
And there are many more celebrities there, which I'm sure we will hear about later on. But princesses, princes, prime ministers, presidents, a king, all around the world, people came to watch.
This is a thought. It's probably a good time to break into our houses since we're all here.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot for that. By the way... That is terrible. She will be buried.
Hey, Charles, you idiot.
Her final resting. By the way, Charles, I saw you crying. I saw you visibly.
How dare you talk about the king crying?
Well, the king was crying.
There's
Meghan
no
Markle
crying in kingdom.
Little Charlotte was crying. I mean, it was very emotional. The world is going to watch now her final resting place. By the way, same place. It's kind of weird. Full circle. Same place she was married. Back in 1947 and later crowned in 1953.
I'm a creature of habit. What can I tell you?
You are a creature of habit. Only 2,000 people were inside the Abbey, including, of course, the Queen's family, the politicians, the leaders, and apparently a few celebrities. We did not see Harry in his military uniform, as they told us.
No, not allowed.
He was also not allowed to salute, which is kind of...
If you're not in uni, you can't salute.
I mean, it just kind of was strange.
Can I explain something to you, Baroness? Come to my quarters.
No, thank you.
Bring a jigger of gin. Of course, we'll get together and I'll explain everything.
The procession after the service was led by 200 musicians of pipes and drums from the Scottish and Irish
Beatles
regiments.
The Rolling Stones and Madness.
No. Along with the Royal Air Force. And by the way, this might make people upset, but I'm not a bagpipe person, so to me it's a little annoying. Our friend from Manchester, Clive, he thought it's the most emotional thing in the world. At the end of the service, the Queen's private piper played Sleep, Dearie, Sleep.
Sounds like every other bagpipe song. How would you know what it is?
How would you know?
It's every time they play the bagpipes, it sounds the same. Is it just me? I don't know.
What? I can't hear you.
He woke
the... Oh, it's like a leaf blower or something.
This guy is, that's how I feel. It's so annoying, but apparently I'm wrong. People love it.
I mean, I guess it's all what you're used to.
I guess.
You get a huge sack of air and you keep blowing it out. It's like a politician.
He woke the Queen up every morning, you guys.
Oh, that poor thing. And she lived to be 96. Bless her heart.
By the way, yes. Including her final morning playing below her window at Balmoral. He did that every single day of her life.
Now, Lisa, you know that Mummy had her own kazoo band playing her God Save the Queen, but I've had to cut a few corners in the royal family.
And what's it sound like now?
Well, I'm blowing half of them out. They're Gonski, if you know what I'm talking about.
The funeral was brought, by the way, speaking...
But no, here's my bagpipe band, and they're all on, what is a little penny flute?
Yeah.
Little penny flutes.
Oh, my God. That's more annoying than the bagpipes.
I hope it sounds good enough, but we're saving a fortune.
It's horrible. By the way, I thought the most impressive thing was the 400 people that worked at Buckingham Palace lined the palace. They all came out and lined the palace. That was really cool.
Trying to keep their jobs, that's probably.
Not going to happen. The funeral was broadcast to more than 200 Well, he already said he was making cuts.
I thought he was making the cuts at his place.
He's at Clarence House?
Wherever he lives now,
Clarence
I don't
House.
Know where he lives.
He's moving to Buckingham, and he's making more cuts, he said.
Funeral, I don't think that's good.
The funeral was broadcast to more than 200 countries, and this will be the most watched broadcast of all time, more than the Summer Olympics, more than the weddings of William and Kate, Diana and Charles, and even more than Diana's funeral, which was viewed by millions. I mean, this is just something to see. And one of the last people, other than the Prime Minister, Liz, to spend time with the Queen was Reverend Dr. Ian Greenshields. He spent the weekend prior.
Dr. Greenshields.
You know him? You know him, Charles?
Oh, yes. He's a cardiologist.
And he said the most beautiful thing that he took away from there is that he and the Queen had a nice privet talk. Privet talk. Would be private.
Oh, you idiot.
And the Queen had no regrets at all and spent the weekend with him telling her how much at peace she was. So there's that.
Should have spanked Andrew a little more.
By the way, Andrew was your favorite son, they say. And Harry was your favorite grandson. And
naughty.
Look, they're the two black sheep of the family.
She loves the naughty ones.
She likes the black sheep.
I love ducks.
No, you love horses.
How dare you?
She
shot ducks.
She did.
Yes, Mummy shot the ducks.
Uh-oh.
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat candy.